Why, hello there, everybody. It's early in the morning. It's 12:50 a.m. on Friday, October 11th. I'm still congested. God damn it. You know, just can't beat a little sinus cold or something, but it's going away. Hey, it's time for a podcast. We are 3 days in to my declared American protest post on KenBraverman.com, where I refuse to give away my sports betting applications and all the videos I do on YouTube. I'm only doing them privately for people who paid me. I'm not doing anything for America, and I'll tell you why. It's American protest until we get the traitor out of the White House. And I laid down the law on the 8th of October because it's 10-4 times 2, really. It is time to take control of this issue. It just became, people started dying in Syria. Like, the things really had, we have to take a stand. And it's encouraging to see Americans standing up, to see the approval ratings on impeachment and removal going up to 52% now. Or just keep creeping up. It's going to keep going up. It's eventually going to get to like 70% of people want them removed or more. And it's great. It's great because we're identifying the traitor. And we're also, you know, we're going to make America better. We're not going to make America great again. That slogan doesn't work, but we're going to make America better. Because the one thing that Trump does is that he recklessly breaks so many laws and commits so many felonies and forces the weak to commit crimes for him. As Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, pointed out, that Trump would ask him to commit crimes all the time. That because he does this, we, a democracy, we the people, have to find a way to defend ourselves and make our system better to react to all his crimes. And so in that sense, it's good. But we've got to get over the hump, and he can't burn all the bridges on the way out. We've got to remove him immediately. I'm talking about within like the week or two. I know I always predict things much, much sooner than they actually happen. But I think we have a couple things we can do. And then I'll talk about the news of the day. First of all, I think he should just be arrested. I think that we are ready for this case now, where the Supreme Court eventually would hear this case. Where can a state come in when the crimes are so felonious and so terrible and so dangerous and a threat to all of us and the world? When the threat is so great, shouldn't we arrest the president and not worry about the senators and the congressmen who may or may not be paid off by the same foreign influence and therefore not acting on behalf of America? Should the state of New York just be able to walk in and cuff Trump and put him in solitary because he's a Russian money laundering traitor? should we be able to do that? Hear me loud and clear, by the way. This is the beauty of free speech. I can accuse the president, not allegedly, do not hear me say the word allegedly. I am accusing the president of being a Russian money laundering treasonous tyrant. All of those things. I am happily allowed to be indicted for slander or blasphemy or whatever the hell he wants to charge me with, because in the discovery process, in my defense, I would be able to subpoena the evidence that proves those statements correct and accurate, which is why I don't ever get charged with anything. Because what are you going to do? It's true. That's the beautiful thing about free speech. When it's true, you can just go to town. Even if you've signed a non-disclosure agreement, when it's true, you can just go to town. Like, that is a defense. The truth is allowed to be spoken. So what are we going to do with this Russian money launderer? We're going to arrest him. We're going to put him in jail. Lock up his family members that are complicit. Ivanka, sorry, honey, I think you're going to prison. Better get a babysitter for the next 10 to 15 years. Yep. Sorry. You don't get to just recklessly commit crimes and get away with it. This is America. So if we do not arrest him on the spot, just like we did the two guys at Dulles Airport, that's right down the street. I wish I was at Dulles to go and see Igor and Val, or whatever their names are. Ukrainian/Russian/whatever/American. Yeah, everyone's got dual citizenship, but those two guys they got a bad haircut, and they don't look happy. They look like a bunch of bruisers, really. Bruiser money guys. Well, they got arrested at Dulles, trying to get on a plane, one-way flight to Vienna. Nope. You got your Vienna fingers chopped. You're back. You are in that private prison in the back of Dulles Airport. I love it, because it's right down the street. This is how we roll here in... This is how we roll here in Northern Virginia, is we don't put up with that shit. The other thing I loved about those guys getting arrested, so they're Giuliani's clients. Yeah, Giuliani's a lawyer for everyone who's going to prison. Can we just agree that being a lawyer does not automatically give you lawyer-client privilege with everybody that you know? There are some rules. I know there are rules for that. But people talk to Giuliani because he's like, I'm a lawyer. They can't get any of our communications. That's not true. You're conspiring to commit crimes. We can absolutely look at those and use them in a case against you. So people get arrested that are bribing our congressmen and, you know, illegally funneling money into the Trump campaign and super PACs and stuff. They get arrested. I love the fact that the Southern District of New York office is going through and identifying, tracing foreign money coming from... Oh, what's his name in Vienna? He's got a crazy, horrible, like James Bond type name. I can't remember it right now. My brain isn't working. But he's the source money that's coming in here from the foreign agents, which is a horrible thing. It's not a glamorous crime, but man, is it awful. Buying off our politicians makes them work for foreign interest and not work for us. So all our complaints about our Congress do nothing is because, you know, Mitch McConnell and a bunch of other Republicans, almost all of them probably, take foreign money. And it should be illegal. It is illegal, but then the way they filter it in sometimes isn't illegal. So they you know, use these super PACs where you can give as much as you want to a super PAC, and that's basically like giving to the campaign. So if somebody's given $3 million to you to do something, of course you're going to listen to them. If you don't, you know that there are going to be consequences to pay because they're going to use that money against you. That's why if our Republican senators especially had any balls whatsoever and weren't such colossal pussies, they would enact legislation that prevents this type of legalized bribery. That's what we really need to take care of, is the foreign money influencing our politics and buying people off. So I love that these two guys were arrested for doing that because they did it in such a dumb way that they didn't do it legally. They're such morons. They could have personally paid the money, but they were masking identities because it was coming from a foreign national, a Russian, because guess what? Trump is a Russian money launderer, remember? That's what he does, is he launders Russian money because nobody else would lend him money, so he had to go criminal decades ago, and he still is to this day. He's a cultivated asset of Vladimir Putin, completely owned financially, which is why he acts like a lunatic and does whatever Putin says and licks his balls at every instance. That is why that happens. It's super dangerous. Think about having Putin as our president and he wants to destroy this country. That's basically what we've got right now. The only reason we're not totally destroyed is we have thousands, tens of thousands of Americans throughout the government that are like, what the hell is going on? Are you kidding me? I'm not going to shoot myself in the face because a couple people in North Dakota like Trump. No, we're not going to do that in Minnesota. I was in Minnesota. Dude, screw Minnesota. Sorry, I take it back. The state itself is not bad. But just because Trump goes and pays some people or threatens people to come and cheer for him at a freaking rally like it's 1939 Berlin, just because Trump does that does not mean anybody who has half a brain has to listen to him. Nope. We can go on being normal, having real judges make real rulings and locking up real criminals. So what has happened in the past few days and why I'm just doing podcasts and I'm not doing anything that anybody wants to see out of me. No football, no college football, no college basketball, which is coming, no hockey, which I've been working on, no baseball, and no, what other sports going on? Hockey, baseball, college football. I'm not doing basketball. None of that. I'm not publishing any of it for free right now. I'm on revolt protest until Trump is gone. Because there's no reason to work toward anything in America until he's gone. Because I don't know if he's going to bomb all of us. We should really be concerned about that. When you're a sociopathic narcissist and your world is crashing down around you, and you're about to lose everything, including your family's wealth. Yeah, your daddy gave you $400 million 20 years ago, and then you lost it. So now you had to borrow from the Russians. Now that everybody knows that, and you're going down, and as soon as you're not president anymore, everyone's going to prison. What do you think you're going to do? Anything to save yourself. That's what we have in the White House right now. That's why there is a sense of urgency. That's why people like me who are in the know don't shut up. And I don't care about my friends who are Republicans who don't know what I know. Listen and hear me out. Everyone should support removal immediately. Everyone should understand it is an urgent global security issue. We've never had anything like this before. You hear the word unprecedented everywhere you go. Well, this is universally unprecedented. We've never had a circular firing squad at the top of our government. Hell no. So we're going to do something about it. That means impeachment. Yeah, it's coming. Nancy's eventually going to spit this thing out, and there's going to be a vote. And it's going to go to the Senate. I imagine she's waiting until she knows she's got 67 Republican votes. Right? And she probably doesn't know that yet. She's waiting for the polls to go up. So guess what, everybody? Change the polls. Tell your friends. Go to work and be like, listen, man, I voted for Trump, but dude's crazy. Dude's crazy. Like, the orange dude's crazy. Like, he got to go. And call your Republican senators. I'm going to start going through all of them. You want to name some Republican senators who you can call? Richard Burr in North Carolina, I think he's going to vote to convict. I actually think he's on our side. He's not even running for re-election, so he's got a way out. He'll probably do it. Susan Collins, take your freaking crazy Parkinson's voice and start voting to convict. I don't know if I can do it, everybody. Yes, you can, Susan. You already voted in Kavanaugh, and you owe us one. You owe humanity one for voting a perjurer onto the Supreme Court. You will vote to convict. Hey, Ernst in Iowa, quit dodging questions and say, yes, he's a criminal. You're right. We're going to get him out. Chuck Grassley, you big hairy dog. Just be like, you know what? I will vote to convict. Chuck Grassley sounds like Richard Nixon if Richard Nixon was still alive. Chuck, do it. Who else we need? Anybody else? Anybody else want a piece of it? Rubio? Hey, Rubio, listen, you're not even blonde, so take a Spanish name. Mr. Moreno, Marco Moreno in Florida, is going to vote to convict. He called you little Marco and made fun of you for having a small winky, Marco. You're not going to convict that guy for committing treason when that's all he's doing? Wow, your donors must really have a handle on you, Marco. And if that's the case, well, the new campaign finance revelation is going to start sending a lot of people to prison. Not just Pete Sessions in Texas, who's trying to run again, who's taking money from these Ukrainians, $3 million, $20,000, whatever it is. Yes, these are flat-out bribes. And they are not Americans. These people are traitors. Call them out. You have a chance to redeem yourself and not be a traitor, Republicans. You know what you can do? You can go to the side of America and vote for convict. Stand up. All of you get up and stand up and have some degree of dignity and say that you did something. You didn't allow a womanizing, sociopathic, narcissist fucking thief. You did not allow him to skate when you were given a smorgasbord of impeachable and criminal offenses on your doorstep to have a trial. Let's pin it to the Republican donkeys. I know that didn't make sense because they're elephants, but it's time. Every single one of them. You've got 67 senators is all you need. Every Democrat's going to vote. I mean, any Democrat that didn't vote for impeachment, that they got to go themselves. I haven't looked at the Democrats yet, but I think they're all reasonably sane when it comes to this. So you need 20 Republicans. Like I said, you got Romney. You probably got Sass. You probably got Burr. Susan Collins, you got her too. You need Ernst. Grassley. I'm going to start going through other Republican senators. Lindsey Graham's still a traitor. I don't think Lindsey Graham goes until they, like, arrest everybody. I don't know what's wrong with him. He used to have a brain, but he doesn't anymore. He's owned by foreign interests. Like, he's clearly being extorted. Like, what is it, Lindsey? You closeted homosexual or something? Like, we all knew. I mean, come on. We hear how you talk. Nobody cares. It's 2019, man. Put your cock out somebody's ass for all we care. Nobody cares, man. I'm not saying Lindsey Graham is a closeted homosexual. I'm just saying, if that's what they're holding over him, just, man, that's no big deal. Don't worry about it, dude. Okay, we all need to just stand up and go for it. There is no holds back. There is nothing to lose. Everything you have, you can lose. Like I said yesterday, it was yesterday, the day before, I did a podcast. I know how to destroy this country. I'm not going to tell Putin how to do it. But understand this. You can wake up tomorrow and have no money at all with Trump as president. He will potentially be manipulated into having that happen. Okay? So every day you allow him to be in the White House, everything you have in the bank account could be gone tomorrow. That is a promise from the only numbers man in the government left. I'm not in the government anymore. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm messing around. But I can tell you this for a fact. You can lose everything you have. And it would be because Trump is the president. So everyone, it is in everyone's interest to remove him immediately, except for Russia and the Russian oligarchs that are trying to get sanctions removed and have their fake rubles into the international banking system. Those are the only people that are rooting for Trump to stay alive right now and remain to be president. Everybody else should be against it, and the only people who aren't thinking aren't paying attention, and they shouldn't be listened to. So call your Republican senators, make it clear to them that they are traitors if they do not vote to convict, and it's time to go on the record right now. Stand up in unison. We need to move. We need to move fast. There's a sense of urgency. I'm out for now.